Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz has ordered U.S. and Minnesota flags to be flown at half-staff at all state buildings tomorrow, November 7th, in honor of Officer Pete Zajac, who passed away on October 28th. Officer Zajac dedicated more than 15 years to supporting and serving the Farmington community, said Governor Walz. Flags also remain at half-staff in honor of former Vice President Dick Cheney until his interment. All Minnesotans are encouraged to lower their flags in tribute. Minnesota will still need at least one more special election before the next session in February. There are currently two House seats available after those representatives won elections for other positions Tuesday night. Governor Walz says the primary will be held on December 16th, with a special election scheduled for January 27th of 2026.
The thinking on this was that gives folks time to get involved and to put together their campaign, to be able to have the time between the primary and the special to get the to get those campaigns to have robust debate.
Walz says it's tricky to plan special elections this time of year due to the holidays, but the priority is to make sure the legislature is full for opening day of the next session. Minnesota's firearm deer hunting season starts Saturday, and you need to be up to date on the rules and regulations. DNR Conservation Officer Justin Frisch says following those rules and regulations is crucial to future success.
We have great natural resources in the state of Minnesota, including deer. And people who don't follow the regulations put wildlife populations at risk. The regulations are in place to help ensure that future generations have the same or better hunting opportunities than we do today. The shotgun zone will remain in effect for 2025. There will be no change.
In other headlines, the matter of supply continues to be Minnesota's biggest issue when it comes to recreational marijuana. Founder of Legacy Cannabis, the first independent locally owned dispensary in the metro, Josh Wilkins-Simon says multiple studies over the last few years have determined the state needs 1.5 to 2 million square feet of canopy to support a full market.
Easily accessible for everyone, you know, not just in Duluth, not just in the Twin Cities, but throughout the whole state of Minnesota. No one should have to go further than 15, 20 minutes to hit a dispensary.
The Minnesota Office of Cannabis Management has only awarded two cultivator licenses in the 2 years recreational cannabis has been legalized in the state. A man is recovering from non-life-threatening injuries suffered in a crash Wednesday night near Morgan in southwest Minnesota. The Redwood County Sheriff's Office says the injured driver crashed his pickup into a ravine and was climbing up an embankment when deputies arrived. This is MNN.